see, because everything is better with a bang. Oh, weed. Oh, everything is better with a bag of weed.
Episode 420, man!
And baby, we are doing it right for 420, if you get me drift.
We tried to do it on 420, but we got high. We tried to do it on 420, must have got high.
Exactly.
We couldn't do it on 420. We're doing it on 7, 3, 2, 1. Alright, let's go!
So we were just talking about our underrated teams, and I picked the Las Vegas Raiders. Who's your dark horse underdog team this year?
My dark horse underdog team would be the Cincinnati Bengals.
They're definitely in the top tier.
Fuck that. It's in Cincinnati. Were they in the playoffs last year?
Yes.
They were.
I think so. In the division they lost? I don't remember.
I don't know. 420, 420, we can forget.
The worst place to come for football knowledge is this podcast.
All right, now, speaking of football knowledge, does anybody out there know what happened to the XFL?
Right. We were just discussing that beforehand. We see the USFL on like five channels, but we don't see the XFL. We didn't look it up before we started.
All right, so if you got the answer, please call in. We'd love to hear from you.
Greg Potter, please call in.
Yes.
So speaking of which, the Pennsylvania crew, Robert the Hawk, played taps for my dad again this Memorial Day at 3 p.m.
Yay!
I'm just saying. I want to do a shout-out to him because he's really helped my family with that, so... It's
very
all good.
Good.
Yeah. I didn't mean to bring it down, though.
Kumbaya, 420. Kumbaya, 420.
All right.
All right.
What other topic is on the top of your head there, Lou?
Well, you know, we were just talking football. And
yes.
How the Giants are going to win the Super Bowl. Kansas City's going to fold. Buffalo doesn't stand a chance. Atlanta will still suck. Do I have any other football teams I missed? Oh, yeah, Packers. No one cares about the Packers. No one cares about the goddamn Packers.
So, Bears better than last year or just the same?
The same.
I'm not saying 500, but I'm not saying 3. They only won 3 last year, so.
So who are they going to tie?
Who are they going to tie? I don't know. I hate the ties.
It's like the guy on second base.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to football.
Yes.
That's all I got.
Well, you know, I just saw a documentary about Yogi Berra.
Did he play football?
No, he played baseball.
Oh, okay. So that's all you got, too.
I got a good football thing. Okay. So when I was a kid, somebody found a football at my old school, and it had Tommy McDonald on it. So they gave it to my dad, thinking it was our family.
From the break guy? The guy with the breaks?
No, Tommy McDonald, the receiver for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the brake company.
They thought it was my dad, our family football. So we played with the thing until it was flat. Oh. I mean, next 10 years. Anyway, I never knew who Tommy McDonald was. I went on eBay. They had his autograph. I bought it. They sent it to me. And then we had dripping water through our sunroom, and it got ruined. So that's my football story, Lou. Kind of a sad ending. If it isn't bitter and angry, it's a Kumbaya episode 420.
Anyway.
Yes.
Hey, I'd like to thank everybody as well for showing up for the awards banquet.
Oh.
That was a lot of fun.
We
the
got
dunce
good
chant, amongst other silly things that happened.
Yes, it was quite an afternoon. And you can watch that on the Lou Dickman
Yeah, I haven't watched one yet.
Yes, I know.
I know.
Anything else you need
to... No, that's all I got. Have an outstanding week.
And roll
on another one.
Go Bears!
Go Bears!
This is a commish inviting you to tune into Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by... can't really remember. See him at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou can't remember. Yeah! 420.
I approve this outstanding message!